Truth be told, I wasn't exactly sure how to do coke. I knew you snorted it, but I didn't know what that looked like. I tried to summon every movie I'd ever seen. I didn't want to tell this guy it was my first time doing coke. I wanted to have done coke so many times, I couldn't even count how many times I'd done coke. Instead, I was someone who needed to be reminded gently to use the cut straw. "I feel like I'm corrupting you," this guy said. He was 24, but acted like those 3 years were a canyon between us. They were. I wanted to say, "Corrupt me." I was wearing bright white pants with a big silver buckle attached, kneeling in front of this guy's coffee table, doing a line straightened by a credit card that was honestly probably a debit card, sniffing loudly. There was nothing feigned about how much I loved that icy swell, that sense of so much to say. We had all night. The woman who brought the coke was gone. Everyone was gone. We could talk till dawn. I imagined him saying, "I've always wondered what you were thinking." Other people were always the ones who got noticed. The Felicities of the world. And the coke charged my pitter-pattering heart, and it was finally my turn. The icy swell believed in me, and it believed in what this night could become. I'd only ever kissed 3 guys. With every one of them, I'd imagine an entire future unfolding between us. Now, I was imagining it with this one. I hadn't told him about it yet, but maybe I would. Maybe I'd tell him while the dawn broke over the park beyond his bay windows. "Who actually wears white pants?" he asked me. "You see them, but you don't actually think of anyone wearing them." I kept sitting on his couch for hours and hours, waiting for him to kiss me. I finally asked him, "Are you going to kiss me?" Meaning, "Are you going to try to sleep with me?" Because there was enough coke and vodka inside me to ask out loud, to peel away whatever feeble skin remained between the world and my need to be affirmed by it. The answer was no. He wasn't going to try to sleep with me. The closest he got to trying to sleep with me was saying just before I left, "Hey, not everybody can pull off white pants," as a kind of consolation prize. As I was leaving, he kissed me in his doorway. "Is that what you wanted?" he said. A sob rose in my throat, salty and swollen. I was drunk, but not drunk enough. It was the worst humiliation to be seen like this. Not desired, but desiring. I couldn't let myself cry in front of him. So I did it on the way home, walking through the cold at 4 a.m, my white pants gleaming like stretched headlights in the dark. When I got home that night, I tripped on the stairs, fell face first into the steps, hard enough that the next day a huge bruise ripened on my shin. That night, freshly spurned, I wanted to see what he'd seen when he turned me away. In the mirror, I was someone red-eyed, someone who'd been crying or maybe had allergies. She had some white dust under her nose. She took it on her fingertip and rubbed it on her gums. She'd seen them do that in the movies, too. She was sure of it.